from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, we get a little bit of, looks like we finally get a little track and field here behind us.
It's always the one that starts the latest, I think.
Yeah.
In the Olympics.
Looks like we got some sort of race. Looks like it's going to be a relay of some sort, actually. I don't know. I have no idea.
Beach volleyball's over.
I know. Now I'm sad.
Yeah, Paul, disappointment and despair.
So now I'm sad. I think Brazil won, though, so that's good. That's the team we want to continue to win. anyway, yes, I'm that shallow, of course. Where the hell are we at here? Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We're going to go to our good friend, Kevin Gorman of the Tribune Review, who covers the Pirates. Kevin, are you as big a fan of beach volleyball as I am?
I don't know if anybody's as big of a fan of beach volleyball as you are, Paul, but I love the
Olympics. You do love the Olympics?
I love it. I love everything you could imagine. I love watching the gymnastics and the swimming. I'll get into track and field when that starts. I love it. I can't get enough.
Here's a question. You know what? We forgot a sport, too, because I just saw a clip from it. How about weightlifting?
That's intense.
Isn't that a sport? I mean, I just saw a clip of some guy who won a gold or something. I don't know. That's an Olympic sport, right? Weightlifting, Kevin, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's you know, if you spend any time in a gym lifting weights, when you see what those guys are doing, it's pretty amazing.
I think it's actually called powerlifting, maybe. Isn't that the official title of it? Kevin, you've got a really big series coming up at PNC Park this weekend. And, of course, the Pirates are playing the Diamondbacks. You know, they played, what was it, about 2 weeks ago in Arizona and escaped, really, by winning the last game. They almost got swept. You know, this is the kind of series they're going to be in the rest of the way, right, for the most part.
The next 2 weeks, the Pirates play the Diamondbacks, the Padres, the Dodgers, and the Padres again. So, you know, 4 series, 12 games. By August 15th, we'll know whether the Pirates are in or out. All four of those teams are ahead of them in the wild card standing. And, you know, the Pirates could close some ground. They could pass some teams, or they could completely fall out of the wild card, although, you know, they're still in position to win the NL Central. And I don't really have a ton of faith that Milwaukee, because of its pitching, I'm not sure that they're going to be able to hang on. This is a team that's faded in the second half. So, but I think that, you know, the Pirates coming off the series that they did and getting the additions that they did should be something that, you know, that there should be a boost. And then you also look at the pitching matchups this weekend with Ortiz, Keller, and Skeens. And, you know, Pirates fans should be excited right now. That they have a team that as we enter August, is in the thick of the playoff race.
Yeah, there's no question. When you got you have Ortiz, who's pitched really well, Keller and Skeens. I mean, you'd think you got to win two out of three at least at home, right? If not all three.
That would be the hope. I would think if you could win two out of three and four out of six at home, and you go on the road and could at least get a split, that you're in pretty decent position. You know, if you lose all these series, you could fall out of it very fast. Although, like I said, the NL Central remains wide open.
The question that the thing that we've been talking about a little bit is your alleged best player is not very good in the field right now. Maybe even hasn't really been all that good the entire season. And of course, we're talking about O'Neill Cruz. The issue is there's really nothing sensible to do with him, right? I mean, you just got to hope he gets better at shortstop. There's nowhere else to put him.
Well, that's right now, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, who is coming off the injured list and coming off a rehab assignment with the knee injury that's kept him out about a month, there's a guy you could put at shortstop. But you also don't want to take O'Neill Cruz out of the lineup. But if you're worried about your defense, IKF can be a potential solution. I would imagine that they're more interested in using him at second base. But I feel like they've upgraded their middle infield defense at the very least. They've added a guy who, I think through 80 games was batting about .292. But certainly puts a little bit of pressure on Cruz to be better defensively. I mean, I think we all know this is a guy who has the tools. And I think we also have to recognize that he's only 25 years old and has yet to play a full season in the majors. But on the flip side of that, he's also 25 years old and has played enough games at shortstop in his career that he shouldn't be making some of the mistakes that he is. That there's too much talent there to be making those type of mistakes, and sometimes the talent doesn't compensate. So, you know, the Pirates need him in the lineup. It's very clear they're a different team when he's hitting. And when he's, when he's on, just like in the game that he made three errors, he made some good defensive plays at the end and used his arm to get people out. But certainly, I think it should be a wake-up call for him, is that the Pirates are certainly not content when you add a guy like IKF who can play shortstop and has a gold glove on his resume, even if it was in a shortened season.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing about it, though, is with Cruz, long-term, he has to be your shortstop. I mean, he doesn't seem to want to play the outfield. It probably would be almost useless to put him at first base. And then, he doesn't strike me as the kind of guy that would stay fully engaged if you made him a DH. I think he would, be a guy whose mind would drift and he just wouldn't be as good of a hitter as he can be. So I've heard all these different solutions for it. I just think you've got to hope that he gets better at playing shortstop.
But I think you've got to emphasize, there's one thing that he's got going for him is that the guy who plays next to him, Key Brian Hayes, is a gold glove, third baseman. Won the gold glove last year. Probably should have another gold and maybe even a platinum glove on his resume. If you spend some time with Key Brian Hayes, who goes through all the drills and does some work at shortstop, but I think Cruz could probably learn a lot from Key Brian's work ethic and his preparation. And, I think that could be something that, if they spend a little more time together working on things. I also think that part of it is, as you play in the major leagues and you get a lot of experience, at some point the game slows down for you. And I think there's times we see that the game slows down for O'Neill Cruz and he looks like a superstar. And I think there's times when he gets sped up and looks like a guy who's just grasping at straws. And I think the message is, and very similar to the guy who's got a similar size and skill package, Ellie De La Cruz, I think they both have like around 19, 20 errors, that at some point you've either got to get better at that position or they're going to find somewhere else to play you. And as you mentioned, O'Neill Cruz would probably lose some interest if he was the DH. But I think more importantly, the Pirates would lose some of the package that, this is a guy who has great speed and he's got an unbelievable arm. So if you're having him, as a DH, you're losing those elements that he brings. I think he'd be even more disinterested and you put him in the outfield. So in one way, he could learn a lot from Key Brian Hayes. Another way, that's probably the most natural position to move a guy like O'Neill Cruz to, much like, Cal Ripken got moved to third base late in his career and Alex Rodriguez to third late in his career. You got a big shortstop. You can put them at third. Even Manny Machado is another one, a bigger guy. That, you know, with Hayes there, that's blocking his potential of moving to that position. Obviously, he'd be a guy that would be a perfect fit in right field with that rocket of an arm he has and his ability to, you know, to chase down balls. But he has to be at least willing to play the position. And from what I've seen in spring training and the times that they've flirted with putting him in left field or center field or, you know, even the idea of right field, that he's a guy who's made it very clear that he wants his glove to be on the infield. Now he's got to prove that he deserves to have his glove on the infield. He's got to earn that starting shortstop spot because it's probably the most important position on the field, not just the infield.
No, absolutely. And we're talking with Kevin Gorman of the Tribune Review, who covers the Pirates. And, of course, the Pirates tonight, they begin a three-game set against Arizona, a very pivotal series against a team that they are engaged in, embroiled in a fight for the wild card. Kevin, the Pirates have played 108 games, which means they have 54 games left. If you do the math, that means there should be, you know, roughly 10 more starts for Paul Skenes. Do you think he will have 10 more starts, or do you think they will, you know, play some games to and make it more like 8 more starts?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
That's a possibility, but I think the Pirates will probably keep him on 6 or 7 days rest. You know, at least maybe until the end of the season. If they're in the thick of things, they may have him go move back. The interesting part about that, Paul, is it's kind of contradictory to their rationale for bringing him up later than a lot of people wanted. You know, he didn't come up until May 11th. And part of the reason the Pirates said was the last box he had to check off was showing the ability to start every 5 days. And yet he's a guy who I think has only started every 5 days once in his major league career. And so it's interesting that, I mean, I understand what the Pirates are doing, and I kind of applaud them for putting his health first, because if you were to lose Paul Skenes and maybe even Jared Jones to an arm injury at this stage of their career, when they're making the major league minimum and they have many years of control left, you could potentially lose those guys to Tommy John surgery for 2 years. And then what do you have? You know, these guys, they have two of the most electric young arms in baseball, and they've got to be careful with them, more careful than they were with, say, Johan Oviedo last year. That's the thing people have to remember, is that Johan Oviedo went out and made 32 starts last season and then required Tommy John surgery. So the Pirates have to be careful with Paul Skenes, but I think they also have to understand that this is a guy who's built different. He's a horse. I think he has just around 108 or 110 innings, majors and minors combined this season, Paul. And he went from 35 to 85 to 130 the past three seasons in his innings jump. So you would imagine the most they would probably want to get him around is another 50 innings. So you probably want to get him around 180. And if he's going to get to the postseason, you have to be careful there. So it wouldn't shock me if they had him skip a start or two, although I think it's more that just going to have him pitch on to 7 days or 6 or 7 days rest and try to limit it so that and maybe have him go, you know, seven innings. So if he goes another 8 or 9 starts at 7 innings each, then there's a little bit of room for him in the postseason. And at that point, you know, you're kind of playing with house money, so to speak.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think that's the key. The thing about it is, with respect to what they're doing with him, you get Jones back. I think the last month of the season, they might have to just say, you know, we got to pitch these guys every 5 days and to hell with it. You know what I mean? I think it's going to come down to like one or two games is going to decide this wild card, I think. I think it's going to be that close.
It's very possible. And like I said, I expect Milwaukee to fade. I really feel like the Pirates, just from based on what I've seen, that their main competitor in the Central is going to be the Cardinals. I like what the Cardinals have in the lineup. I don't think their pitching is quite as strong. And I think Milwaukee's pitching isn't as strong. I think that's where the Pirates, over these last 60 games, if they can, you know, keep their head above water over the next 2 weeks, they've got a chance to have the best pitching staff, not only in the Central, but perhaps one of the best staffs in the National League, which is a quite a turnaround from where last year, over the last 2 months, they had Keller and Oviedo were the only two traditional starters they had over the final month and a half of the season. So what a turn of events for the Pirates. But now that they've got a couple extra bats in their lineup, it'll be interesting to see whether the offense can provide some run support in a way that they hadn't for Skeens and maybe to a lesser extent Keller.
Yeah. In the Diamondbacks, they're going to be facing a reasonably good lineup, right? I mean, this is a lineup that I think is top five in batting average, and they've got a lot of pretty really good hitters, really up and down the lineup.
They just added Josh Bell.
Yeah, they added Josh Bell. What do you see? I mean, what do you see from Arizona? Obviously, you know, we saw them a couple weeks ago, but I mean, what do you think Arizona brings to this fight?
Well, the thing that I think they bring most right now is the postseason experience that they gained last year, which was really valuable. And the other part of it is Corbin Carroll's come around. He's kind of having an up-and-down season after being the National League Rookie of the Year last year. But when he faced the Pirates, and this is a guy who's capable of hitting one in the gap and turning a double into a triple very easily, a guy who's capable of scoring, you know, from first to home on a single or double. So, I mean, that's one of the elements they have, is they have some guys with power in their lineup. But they also have the speed element to go with it. So, I mean, between Carroll and Kettle Marte, those are very dangerous guys you have to face. The other side of it is they've got very good pitching, you know, and they just added to the bullpen with A.J. Puck, the left-hander. So their pitching staff's even better. Where they're worse defensively is at first base. Josh Bell, is not a good defensive first baseman, and they just lost a gold glove first baseman in Christian Walker. So it'll be interesting to see. You know, Bell had come in, I think, had 5 homers in his last 10 games for the Marlins. And so he certainly brings some pop to the lineup. But defensively, they're going to be worse. And I wonder how that'll affect them.
Well, Kevin, we'll see at the ballpark for sure. But you maybe before we let you go, you can answer the universal question that City Limits and I have asked for the last 3 days, and that is, how can we be so bad at 3-on-3 basketball? I mean, it's basketball, for God's sakes. How can we be so bad at this game?
I'm with you, and I don't understand how you can pick an Olympic team, like the Dream Team in today's versions of that, and then not have another 4 to 6 guys that you can just pick that are like, hey, you guys aren't going to be on the 5-on-5 team, but we need you to do the 3-on-3 thing just to go. I mean, you're running Jimmer Fredette out there, which, you know, if this was 10 years ago, that's a great idea. But right now, it's just like, what are they doing?
Yeah,
Kevin, how are they so bad?
The women's team is going to overtime against Canada. The women just put up a 3 that was so contested. They had 6 seconds to do something with it, and they couldn't even get close to the basket.
The women's team might actually win a game. So far, the men and the women are 0-6.
The men's team is bad.
Yesterday, the men's team got run by a bunch of guys that looked like they played lunchtime basketball at the YMCA from Lithuania.
I was like looking to see if Donatas Savoskis was out there. That's how like just the four and the whole thing appeared to me. It was like, who are they putting out there? You know, it's
right.
It's kind of mind blowing that as good as we are at basketball, that they could put together such a bad 3-on-3 team.
Well, we will.
I almost think they should put a, hey Paul, me you and Bendel, put us out there together.
Yes.
And Joe Starkey could be our sharpshooter.
I would just basically foul and, you know, knock people around in the lane. That's what I do. Although nowadays I'm old. I don't know if I can, you know, be as rough and tumble as I used to be. What just happened there? Anyway,
Kevin,
thank you for joining us. And hopefully the women can bring this home, this win. Because if not, they will be 0-7. I think they won. I think it was an Elam ending, wasn't it, or something? Anyway.
They hit a step back three after Canada hit a layup and the game's over.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin.
We'll see you soon.
Thanks for having me.
All right, it's Kevin Gorman. We willed them to a win, City Limits.
It worked.
We willed them to the win.
I don't know how that happened in overtime. I don't know. I guess we're not up on the overtime rules considering there hasn't been one.
Who is this guy? What is that guy's problem? Anyway, 93.7 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.